presentation of Another Voice on KRCB.org is made possible by our members and by SolarWorks, reminding you that a great renewable source of energy is human action on behalf of a healthy planet. Information on going solar is available at SolarWorks Downtown Sebastopol office, 707-829-8282, or online at solarworksca.com.
My baby, she is a honeybee.
Somewhere in the Caribbean, the sunset turned tangerine and persimmon, the same colors that Ruthie Foster was singing about from a Lucinda Williams tune. Then came a rainbow, followed by a warm rain, all good reasons to put down your mojitos and dance. As the qualifier goes, this is not your great auntie's cruise, unless she's stripped down to her tattoos and wearing a shirt that says, "Probably too old to be doing this." How quickly a stereotype crumbles, like Taj Mahal, backlit by another golden sunset, on another night said, "This is no blue hair cruise." No shuffleboard or magic shows either, no ties, jackets, or silk gowns. "This is dinner dress," said a guy from Seattle, smoothing his tie-dye shirt over a belly owed to nightly snacks of smoked salmon and brie. On last year's legendary rhythm and blues cruise, he gained 12 pounds in 8 days. I've long maintained I'm not a cruise kind of gal, dismissing captain's table food and ice sculptures is something to consider way down the road when I grow creaky and stop exploring the world on foot. But I do like boats. And our friends promised great music and no need to pack anything more formal than jeans and t-shirts. Cruises are all about indulging, but on this one, the excess is rhythm and blues. They're put on twice a year, in January out of Florida and in October out of San Diego, by a former Kansas City Blues Club owner, Roger Neighbor, of Grand Emporium fame. 19 big-time performers from legendary harmonica player Charlie Musselwhite out of Geyserville to Ruthie Foster from Austin, who people call the new Aretha, took turns playing almost round the clock. The rest of the time they acted like regular people. There was New Orleans soul queen Irma Thomas, minus her turban, getting her email in the library, and 13-year-old piano genius Matt Wiggler in his Holden Caulfield cap, slurping an ice cream. Most of the 1,600 or so were of an age to be grateful their bodies still respond to the blues cruise maxim, "Dance like nobody's watching." Largely a boatload of boomers, including a few ponytailed guys with hearing aids, they've spent years going to musical festivals. But on this one, you don't have to sit on hard ground, nor worry about a designated driver. "My legs are thrashed," moaned Michael Swartz from Santa Rosa. No relation, but a nice coincidence. While waiting for his omelet, "Dancing until 2 a.m. is not normal for him. I'm lucky," he said, "if I make it to the 10 o'clock news back home." On his fourth blues cruise, the jewelry business owner roomed with two buddies. He said, "My wife doesn't like boats." He'd scored an elevator conversation with guitarist Ronnie Baker Brooks, who he said plays the kind of blues that rips your heart out. For musicians, a cruise is a lot less grueling than a bus tour, especially on January roads. They get to sleep in and discuss their craft with some pretty sophisticated fans. "They're connoisseurs on this boat," said Irma Thomas, who sat back after a 2-hour CD signing and explained that the blues form takes some maturity to appreciate. She said, "It's about real life and the adventures that happen to people, including the bad stuff. You sing about it to appreciate that you're still here." For the non-connoisseurs, it was a new experience, as every good vacation should be. "I got to dance next to Henrietta Musselwhite, her silver hair coiled around a hibiscus blossom, as her husband sang Rough, Dried Woman." Charlie later explained over a cappuccino that he likes a woman with attitude. "I shared a bottle of wine with a Chicago social worker who's been on the cruise 14 times and chatted with Deanna Bogart, the boogie piano and sax player from Baltimore, about the movie La Vie en Rose. I learned never to call another cabin before noon, and that certain ice sculptures, especially when they look like Taj Mahal and his guitar, can be pretty darn impressive." For Another Voice, this is Susan Swartz for KRCB Radio.